This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.
Well, Dateline is the musical project of Katie Everingham, based in Wellington. New single out, Choose Me, and indeed a tour as well, coming to play The Crown here in Dunedin on the 16th of March. Katie joins me on the line now. Kia ora, Katie. Nice to have you with us here on ORFM.
Kia ora, thanks so much for having me.
Katie, let's just get a bit of a potted history, if you like, of this project for you. Started in 2019, and it's been something of a revolving cast of partners that you've worked with on this project.
Yeah, so it's almost hard to keep track of, but it did start around 2019 with some friends, and we got the band going. I was writing some songs for the first time in a long time, and it was all a lot of fun, but we weren't taking it too seriously. And then most of the band went overseas just to do other stuff for a while, so it sort of wrapped up. And then maybe a year or two later, I restarted the band with some other friends who lived in Auckland at the time, and we did the music together for a while. And then more recently, I moved to Wellington and switched the lineup for a third or fourth time with some local musicians here in Wellington. And hopefully this version of the band stays together and active for a while.
Well, I guess what it does indicate, Katie, is that you're very much at the centre of it in terms of producing the music and the songwriting and so forth. When did songwriting start for you?
Songwriting started probably my last year of high school, and it was something I always liked music, but I didn't put too much thought into it. And then I had this amazing music teacher called Jenny Little that was at Green Bay High School in West Auckland, and she was just amazing and really encouraging. And so at that stage, I started writing some songs, and I wrote for a couple of years. Again, didn't do too much with it, but then I sort of have to keep track of my years. I did some other stuff. I studied, got a job, and then around 2018 or 19, a friend gave me a guitar for my birthday, and it was really great because it just got me writing again for the first time in years. And so I have sort of been the Dateline has always kind of been my project, where I write the songs and just bring it to the band. I I've been at the centre of it, but it's always been with really talented people who have helped bring the music together. And I wouldn't have been able to do it without the amazing band members that I've been lucky enough to have over the years.
That's a very thoughtful present, isn't it? Giving you a guitar, especially when it has that kind of transformative result.
Oh, absolutely. I still, this is my friend Ruby. They're in a band called Lips and play a bunch of music. But I feel like I still, every time I see them, I'm like, thank you so much. I still write on the same guitar. So it was, a really special, thoughtful gift, and it's continued to mean a lot to me and be really helpful.
2022 saw the release of debut album for Dateline. It was Dumb for My Age. It was very well received. When you look back at that material now, how do you reflect on it in terms of, you know, the content, the things that you were writing about at that point?
The songs on that album sort of we wrote and recorded over 4 years or something, 3 or 4 years. It was a long stretch of time because we were just sort of chipping away at it. So the songs, it's a real mixed bag, because obviously I would have started that, I'm trying to get my numbers right, but maybe in my mid-20s, and you're kind of going through a lot of stuff at that time, just in terms of, you know, becoming an adult and functioning in the world. And so I was writing all sorts of different things, would have been through a few relationships and job changes and flat changes and, you know, sort of formative experiences. So the songs are a bit reflective of all of those things, I think. And it's quite different. The stuff I've been working on lately has come from a much more concentrated time period, I think. still dragged out a little bit, but not as dragged out as the Dumb for My Age album. So, yeah, it's changed a little bit, I guess.
Changed in terms of the more focused period of writing, but also how in terms of what you're writing about?
Yeah, well, I think it has shifted a bit. Like I say, you know, the first album really captured a larger period of time, whereas I am in my early 30s now with a toddler, just living a relatively stable life, and so your material, I guess, to work with is a little bit different. So, yeah, the songs have kind of changed. She's just come to find me.
Yes, no. Well, there we go. And that's a really interesting time in your life to be stepping out on the road. For many, it would be, oh, gosh, I'm going to turn this into a you know, bedroom recording band for the next few years while I work all that stuff out with on the home front. But for you, you are pulling a band back together and getting out on the road. Why?
Yeah, that's a great point. I think partly sanity based, maybe. This is my one hobby that I have, and I think it's good to keep that up. I spend a lot of time working and being a mum, which I'm so grateful for, and it's lovely, but it also means a lot to me to be writing music and playing music with friends. So it took a backseat for a little while, but I'm pleased to be sort of reprioritizing it. But yeah, I have to be also very sensible with my time, so I can't just spend as much time as I like making music and, you know, out on the road. I have to work and make money for us and do other stuff too. So I think it just makes you more grateful, and also I don't take for granted the time I have to spend on music as much as I maybe did before having a kid and before being so busy, if that makes any sense, yeah.
Katie, how much do you know about Dateline's audience? Do you stay connected in any way? You're inactive on social media, or is it all a bit of a mystery?
I try to pay attention. I think for a really long time, Dateline's audience, and still is, a lot of my friends who are just super encouraging and turn up to the shows and support the music, but more recently, I've noticed people turning up, you know, to gigs and following along who are not a pre-existing friend. So that's quite a nice experience, you know, that maybe there are some strangers who like the music. But as much as I'd rather not be, I am on Instagram for the band page. So that helps me keep my finger on the pulse a little bit in terms of who's sort of engaging with us, and seems like there's a couple of people out there, which is really nice.
It's so lovely. It's so lovely to hear this.
Multitasking.
Well, this is the reality of your life right at the moment, and it's so great that, you know, you look at music as being something that is, despite all the demands on your time, a really necessary aspect of who you are. And I imagine you're looking
really
forward to the chance to bring your new songs to newer audiences as well. Tell us about the band that you are bringing on tour and who we'll see at the Crown on the 16th.
I have such an awesome band, and I'm just so grateful that such cool people want to play music with me. But Hikarangi is our drummer, and he's got to be one of the best in Wellington. So I used to play drums in the band and sing. But when he said that he was keen to play, I was really happy to move back to guitar because he's such an asset. And then Phoebe, she is our bass player. She plays in a band. Her band is called Revolver, and she's incredibly talented. She's got a jazz background as well, so they both bring heaps of knowledge and experience to the band. And then Ruben is my de facto brother-in-law. And he is a really talented guitarist and singer, and it's just worked really well. The band, everyone gets on, and we sort of collaborate on songs together, and it's really helped, I think, grow Dateline a bit over the last year. So I'm really, yeah, proud of the current lineup.
Are you able to look much beyond this tour as to where Dateline might be going next over the next 12 months or so, or is this really your main focus at the moment?
No, I have plans, and you know, you kind of have ambitions, and I balance that with not wanting to get my hopes up too much, and also being realistic because I can't just up and leave without a lot of prior planning for things. But we haven't announced it yet, but we've worked on an album that's pretty close to finished. So I'm really excited to put that out at some stage in the next year, because I'm really proud of it and how it's sounding. And I've worked with some very talented people on it. But apart from that, I'm not sure exactly where we will be in the next 12 months, but we're all putting a bit of effort in at the moment. So,
well, Katie,
hopefully things go up for a bit.
I think we all know where you're going to be in the next 5 minutes anyway, and that's going to be attending to your young one.
Yes.
So, so Katie, just we're going to go out with Choose Me. Tell us about this song.
Yeah, this is one that was written probably early-ish on with the current band. I demoed it and worked on it with some friends. My friend John Pierce has been a really amazing sounding board. I sort of sent him demos, and he has been helping me turn them into proper recordings. This is a snapshot of my mid-20s. Really, and just something I was going through at the time. A nice little time capsule, if you will.
Well, let's take a listen. Dateline with Choose Me. Don't forget to get your tickets to see Dateline at the Crown, 16th of March. And it's going to be a fantastic gig. It's going to be nice to have you in the city too, in Otipoti, Dunedin. Thanks, Katie Everingham, for joining us here on ORFM, and all the best for the tour.
Thank you so much. It was lovely to talk to you.
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On the Air.